So there are two terutzim in Teisa. Now this aloha, that where the mitzvah is a choshen, so the shechenek did it away, I did it away, that's the current chachom, that's the shuwe tabish. Now the question is, before the chachom in Mo Mitzak, before the chachom in Mitzavim, and imposed the shuwe upon the teveya of the choshen, that he should swear and collect. How was it before the chachom in Mitzavim? So there are two terutzim in Teisa. The first presentation says that midraise before the chachom momitaki and shechenegin is going to be. So in every case where, let's say, the mitzvah, the minimum mitzvah, is a choshut, so midraise, that the veya can collect without swear. Why? Because mitzvah shen yochel is not mishalit. There's a general halacha. So just as in the case where Reuven says to Shimon, I lent you $100 and you didn't pay anything, you still owe me the whole $100, and Shimon says, 50 I remember I didn't pay you, but 50 I don't remember. Maybe I paid you, maybe I didn't pay you. So we say, because since he says 50 I owe you, he's going to have to swear another 50. But how can he swear another 50? He says he doesn't remember. So the first Eretz of Teisa says here, the justice in the case of Chamshi Yadan and Chamshi Leyadan. So he says, so in the case where the Mitzvah is a Choshu, so Midrash says it's a way I can collect, because he's highly sure and he can't swear because he's not Nemo. So the male has to pay. Chachomim or Misakim, in order to protect the Choshet, sometimes you have to protect the Choshet also, because every heretofore seemingly honest person will take advantage of this Choshet. Let's say, if we know, let's say, that Shimon is a Gazer, so then every person would come to him and say, who lent him $50 would come to Shimon and you'd say, I lent you $100. And then even though in this particular tree, he would be very honest and he would say, 50 I owe you, 50 not. So then he would say, you are a choshen, you can swear, so may I collect from you. So the shavkes is chayel chol b'aryeh. So everybody would be able to take advantage of this choshen. So because of that, the chachom lo misake, that where the mitzvah is a choshut, so the teveya can only collect if he swears. Not if he doesn't swear, but if I say the teveya could collect from the mitzvah with a choshut even without swearing. Why? Because of the general principle of Yochum Bamshaw. The second Floshen Teisa says, no, with I say where the mitzvah is a choshut, so the teveya couldn't collect altogether. Even if he swore 100 times, he couldn't collect. That we the Shuiyeh should be required. But the question is, why shouldn't, where the Mitzvah is a Choshev, why shouldn't the Tebeya be able to collect? After all, there is a general principle, Mitzvah Shem Yochalit from Shalit. So Teisa distinguishes between Chamshi Yodan and Chamshi Lo Yodan. Because in Chamshi Yodan, so where the Mitzvah says Chamshi Yodan and Chamshi Lo Yodan, so Tebeya says to him, you are Mechoyev Yishuiyeh. You want to swear? Fine. But you don't want to swear. You're not ready to swear. You don't know. So maybe you have to pay. Mashiach came in the case where Reuven says to Shimon, I owe you, I lent you $100. Shimon says, I borrowed only $50. And I'm ready to swear. But Bezdin says, oh, we are not accepting your swear. You are a choshev, you are a gavur. But he's ready to swear, except that Bezdin doesn't trust him. So maybe the Tebeya cannot say to him, Shvur d'raisi ispi olecho, oi tish bar yishalit. Because he is willing, he's begging to swear, but Bezdin doesn't want to trust him. So Mele, just because Bezdin doesn't want to trust him, that doesn't impose upon him the obligation to pay. So Midraise, in case when he pays a choshut, he doesn't have to pay. But Chomo Misakim, the Tebeya, with the Shvur, he can go. Now what is involved here in the two? I mean, so One Washington paper says that by Hoshut, when we say the Hoshut, so neither I say that today I can collect without a shwer. And the second parrot says that neither I say couldn't collect all the rest. So the question is, do we apply the principle of protection of the Lisbon Shalim in such a case or in such a case? So it seems to me that these two Lishenis and Teitzvet, could be explained on the basis of this longness, of this question. What is the Chiyuv Shvuyah essentially? Is it essentially a Chiyuv Momish? But he has an Eitzeh. He has an Eitzeh, a device whereby he can relieve himself of pain. Vice versa. But in its essence, he is chayav to pay. So Mele, if that is the Pshat in Chiyuv Shvuyah, so then the Pshat, in Pirshin Yochaliv HaMishalim is very simple. Why do we say Pirshin Yochaliv HaMishalim? Why do we say Pirshin Yochaliv HaMishalim? If, in essence, Chiyuv Shvuyah means he's chayav to pay, made a mitzvah essentially is mechuyav to pay. Since he was made a head, so he's mechuyav to pay the other head. But the Torah gave him an eitzeh, a way whereby he can relieve himself of pain, by swear. But if he doesn't swear, he has to pay because he's mechuyav to pay. So, two, he doesn't swear because he can't swear. All right, we have no complaints against him. He says, chamshi vidare, chamshi vidane. But he's mechuyav to pay. Only if he could swear, and he did swear, so then he would relieve himself. But if he doesn't swear, because he couldn't, so he maybe has to pay. So then, if we say that the chiyuv, in essence, is a chiyuv moment, but he has a device to relieve himself of pain, so then the pshat of the person of Yochum Mishalim is very simple. Because it's in its essence, it's a chiyuv moment. For Shvuyah he can patter himself, but if he doesn't take his Shvuyah, so he has no way of pattering himself. Now, so the second Torah, the second Washington, the first Washington Teitzvah, which says that Midr Aiseh, wherever the Mitzvah is a Hoshet, so that today I can collect without any Shvuyah, because of the Aloha of the Tirshin, Yochalit Mishalim, so agrees with this one, that in essence that he is Shvuyah, that he is Mamet. But he has a way of fattening himself on the Chiyuv Momen, push way, but if he doesn't, so then he has to pay. So it doesn't make any difference why he doesn't swear. Whether he doesn't swear because he himself is not ready to swear, because he doesn't know, or he doesn't swear because Bezdin refuses to trust him. But the fact is he doesn't swear, and he is mechuyev to pay, so he pays. This is the first Russian. The second Russian, they say, says that that Midr Aiseh, whenever the Mitzvah is a Hoshet, so then the Tevea cannot collect, period, Midr Aiseh. And we do not say Midr Yochaliv HaMishalei, because we can say Midr Yochaliv HaMishalei only where so we can say Midr Yochaliv HaMishalei, with Yochaliv HaMishalei, in other words, where he is not ready to swear. Like Hamshi Yadana, Hamshi Loyana. Mashiach in here, the Nitzvah, the Nitzvah wants to swear, but basically doesn't trust me. So maybe we cannot say. So what the chat? This Russian takes his holds the other way. That Chiyuv Shvuyah essentially is a Chiyuv Momen. But if he doesn't swear, so then he has to pay. What does it mean essentially? I'm sorry. So the other way, the Chiyuv Shvuyah essentially is a Chiyuv Shvuyah. But if he doesn't swear, so then he has to pay. What does it mean? It's essentially a Chiyuv Shvuyah. After all, Shvuyah is not Mitzvah Aseh. So how can we say that it's essentially a Chiyuv Shvuyah? There is no mitzvah incumbent upon the Nishba to swear. So what does it mean if it's essentially a Chiyuv Shvuyah? Essentially a Chiyuv Shvuyah means that the chiyuv is an alternate chiyuv. He is mechuyev to do one of two things. This is what chiyuv shvuyah is. The first explanation is, you see, the first version of Tate Soul, it's not essentially an alternate chiyuv. It's a chiyuv to pay, but he can pattern himself to shvuyah. But the second version of Tate Soul, no. That essentially it's an alternate chiyuv. That's what it means. Essentially a chiyuv shvuyah. It's essentially an altered chiyuv. In other words, he's mechuyev to do one of two things. Either swearing or praying. So when can we say? So when can we say that but if he doesn't swear, so it's essential that he is shuyev. If he doesn't swear, so then he has to pay. He has to pay. When can we say, if it's a chiyuv shuyev, but if he doesn't swear, he has to pay. So it's only shayach to say that now. So then, tirshin yochel mishpa, chamshin dana, chamshin dana. So then we say, since he doesn't want to swear, true he can't, but he doesn't want to swear. He isn't ready to swear. And so we say, he is ready to swear, he wants to swear. And if it is essentially a chiyuv shvuyeh, and he is ready to do that, Bezdin doesn't trust him, well, that's not his fault. Bezdin doesn't trust him. If it is essentially a chiyuv shvuyeh, so Mimele, and he is ready to do that. So what does it mean? It's an alternate chiyuv. Either swearing or pain, not just pain. He's mechuyev to do one of two things. Either swearing or pain, and he chooses to swear. He's ready to swear. But Bezdin says, no, we don't like this choice of yours. But he's not mechuyev to pay just because Bezdin doesn't like this choice. His chiyuv is an alternate chiyuv. Either swearing or pain. And he says, I choose to swear. But Bezdin says, no. So he can pay. Because his chiyuv is not just to pay. His chiyuv is either to swear or to pay. And he chooses to swear, but Bezdin doesn't believe him. So the Mele can pay, he cannot be forced to pay. So that's really the two days of it. Now, if we are going to say, now here, we have a machlekes between the Rosh and the Ramban. Suppose we say that Idam Sayyei are patterns of Yeshua. So the Ramban says that not only should Idam Sayyei are patterns of Yeshua, but he should also be able to patter of the chiyuv moment that results from the chiyuv shvuye on the basis of the principle of the yochelit of the shalos. But the Rosh says no. Shvuye Idam Sayyei are part of the shvuye, so he can patter only of the shvuye, but he cannot patter. Who cannot patter of the chiyuv moment that results from the chiyuv shvuye? Now, let's see. If we say like the first Russian teacher, that everything is shvuye is essentially a chiyuv moment, but he has a device to patter himself of the chiyuv moment by swearing. But in its essence, it's a chiyuv moment, and still, the Maram Rutenbach says that the Edam Sayeya can patter of the chiyuv shvuye. That means he can patter the chiyuv moment that results from the chiyuv shvuye. I mean, he can patter of the chiyuv moment. That he can patter the chiyuv moment that results from the chiyuv shvuye. Because every chiyuv shvuye is a chiyuv moment, essentially. And still there is a lochet that in the Achodam Sayyei can patter. So why shouldn't he be able to patter the chiyuv moment where he doesn't swear? The chiyuv moment that results from the chiyuv shvuye. Why? You say, what does the Rosh say? Edam Sayyei can only patter of Yeshua, he cannot patter of moment. In the case where a chiyuv moment results from the chiyuv shvuye, so then the Edam Sayyei is in effect pattering of a chiyuv moment, not of a chiyuv shvuye. No, but if we say that every chiyuv shvuye essentially is a chiyuv moment, so every time Edam Sayyei patters of Yeshua, in effect he patters of a chiyuv moment. So how can the Rosh argue with the Lomdes of the Rambam? So we have to say that the Rosh, he holds that chiyuv shvuye is not essentially a chiyuv moment. Chiyuv shvuye is not essentially a chiyuv moment, but the chiyuv shvuye is essentially a chiyuv shvuye. But if he doesn't swear, so then he has to pay. But essentially, it's a chiyuv shvuye. So the Rosh holds that And that is not unreasonable at all. If we were to say that the Chiyuv Shvuah, that the Chiyuv Shvuah is essentially a Chiyuv Momei, but he has a device to pattern himself of the Chiyuv Momei, so then the Halacha of Mitir Shen Yochaviz Bamishalei is something that is dictated by Svarah. We don't even need a posse. The Gemara does mention a posse, that Mitir Shen Yochaviz Bamishalei. But if we assume that everything Shvuah in its essence is a Chiyuv Momei, but he has a device to pattern himself with a Chiyuv Momei by swearing, if he resorts to this device, but if he doesn't swear, he doesn't resort to this device, let it be because he can. So he doesn't resort to the device whereby he can pattern himself. So maybe he has to pay. So it's a form of shooter. So we don't even have to resort to reporting that Mitesh Yochel is going to shower. And then they swore it. For plain common sense, we are forced to come to the conclusion that Mitesh Yochel is going to shower. Because everything Shvuah means is Chayav Momei. But through Shvuah he can pattern himself. Through Shvuah he can pattern himself. Only as long as he takes Shvuah. But if he doesn't, for whatever reason it is, so then he should pay. So he shouldn't even have to resort to it. But why does the Gemara mention it for him? So that doesn't present any difficulty. Because the Gemara mentions the Pasuk Shvuah San Hashem Tiyah Bein Shneihem. The Lord bin Ayosh. So in other words, so if, let's say, the son of Reuben, says to the son of Shimon, my father learned your father, he learned $100, and then the son of Shimon says, $50 I know that your father lent my father, but $50 I don't know. So if the son of Reuben say to the son of Shimon, now I lent you $100 and you didn't pay me. So and the son of Shimon will say to the son of Reuben, $50 I owe you, $50 I don't know. So then we say, but if the son of Reuben says to the son of Shimon, that my father lent $100 to your father, and the son of Shimon says, Chamshi Yodane, Chamshi Lo Yodane, so he doesn't have to pay. So he's father. The Gersakosu, Shvuah San Hashem Tiyah Bishneihem, when the argument is Bishneihem, but if it's Bein Hayoshim, so then he is possible. So that means, so we see from this posse that Mitir Shen Yochel is Bamishalei, if it's Bein Shneihem. So then he says, Cham She Yedane, Cham She Lo Yedane, so then he has to pay. But if it's Bein Hayoshim, he doesn't have to pay. So if we say that everything Shvuah in its essence is a Chiyuv Momei, but he has a device to pattern himself through Shvuah, so then the whole halacha of Mitir Shen Yochel is Bamishalei is his one of Pshuta. Is dictated by the Svarah. We don't need a posse. So why does the Gemara mention Shvuah? Why does the Gemara in Shvuah mention a posse? So the answer could be, the Gemara mentions a posse to tell us, to advise us, the other halacha, that Bein Hayoshim, he doesn't have to pay. He doesn't have to pay. Because we could say, on the contrary, on the basis of Svarah, we say that even when he says, Mona la'avo b'yadovicho, Mono la'avo b'yadovicho, and he says in the Yeresh, so of Shimon says, Cham she yodane v'cham she lo yodane, so since he's made, he knows that $50 the father owed his father, so he should pay, he doesn't know on the other 50, so he's mechuyav shvuah, meaning miktzat, and he should swear, and he should pay, he can't swear, so he should pay, so that's the Gzeras HaKosu, that Bein Hayoshim was lo yehavel el meida, he doesn't have to pay. Without the posik, I would say that even Bein Hayoshim has to pay, because every chiyuv shvuah is a chiyuv momei. So that's the reason as to why we have to resort to the posik. But say nachname, as far as money leave yotcho, and he says cham she yedane v'cham she lo yedane that he has to pay, that we don't have to resort to the posik. We don't have to do about it now. So, So it's a raya that the Rosh does not hold that the Chiyuv Shvuyah in its essence is a Chiyuv moment. And but if he swears, so he patterns all of you. But if it had been like this, so then the Rosh couldn't distinguish between the case where he can swear, so then the Nidachot can patter all the Shvuyah, and the case where he can swear. Because in both, it's in its essence. A chiyuv moment, and still in the dachot is inside. I'm saying, yeah, pater. So let him pater of the chiyuv moment that results from the chiyuv shvuyah. So the Rosh obviously must hold that the chiyuv shvuyah essentially is a chiyuv shvuyah. If he doesn't swear, so he has to pay. Now, if we say, so the Rosh holds like this, and that's very reasonable. We could argue the other way, but it's reasonable this way. Otherwise, seems the Chiyuv Shvuyah in its essence is a Chiyuv Shvuyah, not a Chiyuv Moment. What does it mean, a Chiyuv Shvuyah? Shvuyah is not known as a test. So, Chiyuv Shvuyah means, when we say in its essence a Chiyuv Shvuyah, it means it's an alternate Chiyuv. It means he's mechuyev to do one of two things, either swearing or pay. So, Mimele, how can we tell a person, you're mechuyev to do one of two things? Either you swear or you pay. In order to be mechuyev, in order to be obligated by an alternate chiyuv, so he must be capable of doing either one of the alternatives. Otherwise, we are making fun of it. You are making fun of it. It's just like telling a person either you go up to the moon, Yom Chuyev, either you go up to the moon or you pay $1,000. In other words, so in order that the person should be Chuyev to do one of two things, he must be capable of doing either one, otherwise we are not giving him a choice. An alternate Chuyev means that he is given a choice. But if he's not given a choice, it's not an alternate Chuyev. It's a unilateral Chuyev, it's not an alternate Chuyev. So Mimele, since the Rosh holds that the Chiyuv Shvuyah in its essence is a Chiyuv Shvuyah, what is that a Chiyuv moment? What does it mean it's a necessary Chiyuv Shvuyah? Shvuyah is not a mitzvah asay. It means it's an alternate Chiyuv. He is mechuyev to do one of these two things. Two alternates. Either swearing or paying. So he must. So Mimele, by definition, he must be capable of doing either one. Otherwise, if he's not capable of doing either one, he's capable of doing only one of the two. So it's not an alternate chiyuv. So it's a chiyuv moment. So how can we say it's an alternate chiyuv? So Mimele, if once we assume, you see, just as I said before, that if we assume that the chiyuv shvuyah essentially is a chiyuv moment, so the halacha of Mitir Shin Yochum Bamishalei is Isvore, and the Pasuk is only needed to tell us that by Yorshim we don't apply this halacha. So the converse is true. If we say that Chiyuv Shvuyah essentially is a Chiyuv Shvuyah, means an alternate Chiyuv. So then it's a Rasvore, we should say, since it's an alternate Chiyuv, that in the case where he can't swear, so he cannot have an alternate Chiyuv. So then he should be Potter. That's what we should say, Mr. Atzvon. So then the question arises, so why do we say, Mitir Shen Yochel Mishba Mishalei? I mean, it's not logical. Seems in its essence, Echiyuv Shvuyah means an alternate Chiyuv. Echiyuv Shvuyah, not a Chiyuv. That means he's Echiyuv to do one of two things. So he must be capable of doing either one. Otherwise, but if he says, Chamshi Yadane, Chamshi Lo Yadane, so he's not capable of swearing, he's only capable of paying. How can we say, you are mechuyev either to swear or to pay, when one of the two alternates, he cannot do. So why do we say, so mitarat svorei, he should be potter? Because it's not shayach to say, if he can swear. So, but we do say, that mitir shen yochel mishba mishalei, so we have to say it's on the basis of a special pirzakos, eivachanam. Without a special Gersakosu, since the Chiyuv Shvuyah essentially is a Chiyuv Shvuyah, so Chiyuv Shvuyah means an alternate Chiyuv. Either he is mechuyev to do one of two things, either swearing or paying. So how did you, when is a child to say he's mechuyev, either to swear or to pay, if he can do either one? But if one he cannot do, so it's not child to say, I'm mechuyev to do one of two things. So Mimele, when he cannot do, when he says chamshi d'nifa, says chamshi d'ane, chamshi d'ane, so there shouldn't be any chiyuv shuwei. If there is no chiyuv shuwei, he couldn't pay, so why do we say, mitech shiyachuyi b'shalei, because of his special gazakosu. So what's the pshat, the gazakosu? So the pshat in the gazakosu is, the pshat in the gazakosu is, that where the circumstances are of such character, that he should be no chiyuv shuwei. Except for the fact that they could. Let's say, when Rudy says to Shimon, Mono Levi Otcho, and Shimon says, Cham Shiyodan, Cham Shiloyodan. So he's a minimum mitzvah. So he should be Mechuyev Shuyev. But he is not Mechuyev Shuyev now. Because Chiyuv Shuyev means the alternative. And that's not Shayach to say he's Mechuyev to do all of these things. So the Kosov is, where the circumstances are of such character that he should be Mechuyev. But he is not Mechuyev Shuyev, because he's in Yochel Ishvah. So there, the Torah tells us he's Chayev Momen. He's not Chayev Shuyev. In such a case, he's Chayev Momen. Because we couldn't say he's Chayev Shuyev, and since he cannot swear, so he pays. That would be a logical contradiction. Because Chayev Shuyev means an ultimate Chayev. To do one of two things. When can we say that one is mechuyev to do one of two things if he's able to do either one? But if he's in Yochel Ishvah, he's not able, so he couldn't say he has an alternate field. So how can we say you are mechuyev to pay if the chiyuv of paying has to result from an alternate field? And in the case where he can't swear, there couldn't be an alternate field. But the Torah still says that he has to pay. So the pshat in the course of being, in such a case where he can't swear, so he's not chayev shuyev, he's chayev momen. When is there a chayev shuyev when he can't swear? When does the Torah say that the mitzvah is chayev shuyev, which means an opening for you, not momen, but shuyev, that is, if he can't swear, then he's not chayev momen, but he's chayev shuyev, an opening, then he has an opening for you. But if he cannot swear, then the Torah says that the mitzvah is chayev momen. Why the Rosh says, so in that case of Shema Shemosa L'Shemea, in the case of Shema Shemosa L'Shemea, so there, the second Shema cannot, through his Edes, as in Idechot, patter the first Shema of pain, because an Idechot can only take off, can only patter of the Chiyuv Shvuyeh, of the alternate Chiyuv, but not of the Chiyuv Momen. Here, where is in Yochel Ishvah, that there is a course of ease of Shuas HaBishem Tiyem Bishneyem, from Oibin HaYoshim, where is in Yochel Ishvah, so then there is no Chiyuv Shuyev on the Medin Mitzvah. Then there are, or on the Shemya. Then there is a Chiyuv Momen on the Medin Mitzvah or on the Shemya. All right. Now we have to the Gemara, Rav Gimel Amud Aleph. Lemi Masnis Mloi Ki Rav Yesi. Vi Ki Rav Yesi. Bo Omar, Im Kei Maiv Sidra Amai. Ela Hakel Yemuna Hachiyo Veliyo. Ela Mai Rabbonon. So according to Rav Yesi, the Tale should be Yemuna Hachiyo Veliyo. So the Gemara says, Ela Gemara Dra. So the Tarzan says to the Makshi, what do you say that it couldn't accord with Rabbi Yesi? Because according to Rabbi Yesi, the Talmud should be Munach, not Yachleik. Thus implying that Sami Sedemakshin implies that it could accord with Rabbono, no. So you can raise the same question according, the Talmud says to the Makshin, the same question you could raise it according to the Rabbono also, my Rabbono Kivlam, Rabbono Ashoim, Rachelio, Honami Kishodo, Medisveiki. But Rabbon Nameide in respect to the third money, that is Yimuna. Why? Because the third money is Munah, is Mutu Bisofi. Here the Talis is Mutu Bisofi. So the Gemara answers. So the Makshin answers. Haima. Iyamu Bishwene Rabbonon. Hosu Nivadai Haimone Yechad Minayu. Amre Rabbonon, Yimre Hatzvi Yilo. Hoche Zitzel Meimre Tavayu, Amre Rabbonon, Paul Gibi Shvue. Ewe Yamre Trebiye Isi. Hashte Uma Hoso. Yuvada Yikemon Rema, Yikemon Rema. Omre Rabbi Isi Mrechat Yovel Yohu. Hoche Zitzel Meimre, Hoche Zitzel Meimre Chavinayu, Loi Kroushken. So that's the match in the same. So then, so the Tartan answers, Fiyu Teimer, Rabbi Isi. Hosom Badai, Keramai. Hochem Yeim Adi Keramai. Eim Atavaye Baradod Adbu. Iname, another terrace. Hosom Konesli Rabbi Isi Ramai, Kechel Reit. So that will be an inducement. So if we say, Yemunach, it will be to serve the inducement. For the Ramai, it's that it should be made. Hochem Aitzili Yisrael. Here it will not serve as an inducement to the Ramai to be made. Why? Because after all, what does he lose? He has everything to gain. The Ramai, there is the Ramai. So he has everything. So he has everything to gain and nothing to lose. So in many ways, there is no din of Yimuna. So the Gemara says, Teinach Mitzir. You can give this status in connection with Mitzir. Because after all, it's a new thing. So he has nothing to lose. Elo v'mechamem chamayit l'meimah. Elo machvarte k'dishenino meyikom. The first step. That when does Rabbi Yisi say, v'imunach om imun tzvah l'ramai. But where it's not tzvah l'ramai, Rabbi Yisi doesn't say v'imunach. Rabbi Yisi doesn't say v'imunach. What is it?
Yeah, well, in this Matan's question, according to Rashi's sheet that you explained before, that in the Chiyuv of Hasvaros, it comes out that Rashi holds that, in our case of Mishnah Shemot, neither of them are talking about, right? That's where we came out. So how did Matan, who's coming after that Gemara, say, Vada Yikamon Omar, Yikamon Omar, which is Mashna, that both are Mamish Mutazokim Bar?
Vada Yikamon Omar,
Yikamon
Omar, that's in... That's the case of Shnaim Shifkido, no?
No, I'm saying...
So, all right, now, the Rashi. Rabbi Yisrael Kama Mati, Shnaim Shifkido Yisroach, Ozemonu Zemesayim, Zemon Sayim Shuri, Zemon Sayim Shuri, Komet HaNekam, Leishim Ozemonu Zemonu. Vashon Yemun HaChashiyo V'Liyo. Omer Rabbi Yisrael Kama Yisrael Rama. תומר רבי יסי, כמה איזה רמי, לא מגיעים את הרי קיבל השווי, אלא הכל ימונח ויעשו את הרמי וכנם ימונח. הונה מקישור דמי, דוס מה אומונה השני עם דונן, ואילו דונן על תל שקולת, אחד מנהיו ואילו מי החליט, הוכד מתלמים על אחד מנהיו, ואילו חביר חילק בו, וכל שמלס להחליקו. מה יפסיד איסלו למי שאין חילק בו, אם תהי מנחס, ולאי ושאין חילק בו, כשיהיה למה ימתי. מפחומם חמה יקומים הרו הקים איתה, הוא הקים לדיקים בו מתווי הביאה ומריני יתאו לזלתו מנוחי יפלפסי לרמי, ויהיה בלהם הסכים שיעס. Now, Teisha says here, אלו מחברת כשינו מיקו. So נוח עליימה, I mean, the better girsay is what is mentioned on the mouth. The לא יהודה בלגם. So it's משמע from the ראשון הגמורה. Now, the גמורה gave two terus. In regard to the Maxim's statement, that this Mishneh could not accord with Rabbi Yisi, so the Tarats and the Gemara get rid of it. That it could accord with Rabbi Yisi. One Tarat is that here, Yimunah doesn't apply according to Rabbi Yisi because there is no Vada Ramai. The second Tarat is, here it doesn't apply because Yimunah wouldn't serve as an effective inducement. So then the Gemara says, Omachvarte Geshinu Mikor. So the Pashtus Aloshni is that the Gemara is chazeir from the second teretz altogether, completely. In other words, the fact that it can serve as an inducement, so is not important. But Tzedek says no. Nuch aleima, the lo yehoda b'ligam. The lo yehoda b'ligam. El l'isage b'taym d'mafse d'ramay. L'iva. L'ikon is Rabbi Yisi. אבל היכה דיקה ועד הרמי, ואיש לפסד. אבל היכה דיקה רמי, ולא כפסדה לא יקנה. כי למשמע לישנה, ומכימה יפסד הרמי. So, one motion takes us here, that the Gemara is not חיזה לגמרי. Not that the Gemara that Psayday is not important. Psayday is also important. Psayday is also important. But it means that Mafsid Rama is not enough. Rabbi Yossi counsels only when there are two things, Vada Ramai and Islev Seder. Vada Ramai and Islev Seder. So Mele, but where there is Islev Seder but not Vada Ramai is Mechal Memcha, so it's Islev Seder but not Vada Ramai, then Rabbi Yossi doesn't count it. But it could be that the more in the Maskone agrees that Rabbi Yossi counsels only when there is Pseide. But Pseide is not the only prerequisite. In addition to Pseide, there must be Vadaram. So, Miu Loshin Elo, but then Teisa says, not a Loshin Elo. Miu Loshin Sin, the Gemara uses Loshin Elo. Mashma Dodo Egam, the Chaybisom, the Poriel Bein Rabbonon Bein Rabbi Yossi, Neime Yirmunach, after God the Hosom, wrestled to the Rama. So in the second Roshan, Teisa says that the time of Seide is, it falls off. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, so the only thing that is relevant is whether it's Vada Ramai or is not Vada Ramai, and whether there will be Seide Ramai so as to make the Knas more effective or not, that's not important. Now the more as a cat. Bail Rabon and Bail Rabbi Yossi, Hosom da Bechemven out in Kosse. Victone is a Nishba Venete, is a Nishba Venete. Meiste to the Amrinon, Nafki will remain in Palapais, and the Munach has your will your. Do Bivada Ikeram. So why don't we say, da Bechemven out in Kosse, also, the Munach has your will your? So the Gemara gives a very reasonable tariff. Amre, Hosom ane taime, Yomale, Chem vene li balabayis, Anosh li chusadi doch kavdine, Mayit li gavi sochir, Avol gavdi kom ishtabali li mehem, Li bishwe atem amu, Vore maot li bisade avu, Li sochir name, Amu li balabayis, Ano avda avi li tegabo, Mayit li gavi chem vene, Avol gavdi ishtabali li mehem, Hilkach tavaye mishtabe vishakle mbalabayi. So the Gemara is in effect saying this. When is a chayach to say that yen munach only when there is a detour between the two maftim, shnai shifkis klecho, the one is the Messiah. Zeyma Messiah Mishalivi. So there is a litigation between the two Mavkid. So then we say Yemuna. If it's Vada Ramai, so we count on that. We say Yemuna. But here, there is a Dintor. There are two separate Dintors. There is one Dintor. On the contrary, between the Chemveni and the Socher, there is no Dintor. Neither the Chemveni wants to have a litigation with the Sochir, nor does the Sochir want to have a litigation in the Torah with the Chemveni. So they are two in Torah. So there is a litigation between the Chemveni and the Malabais, and there is a litigation between the Sochir and the Malabais, and between the Chemveni and the Sochir, there is no litigation. So the Mele, it's not shayach to say, Yemunach counsel home. If there had been a litigation between the Chemveni and the Sochir, so he could say, Father Ramai, so Yemunach, there is no litigation between the Chemveni and the Sochir. Mr. Chemveni doesn't want to have anything to do. He has no complaints against the Sochir, and the Sochir has no complaints against the Chemveni. They just happen to contradict themselves. But they have nothing to do with each other. The litigation, we have two litigations. We have one tiny that the Chemveni has against against the Malabites, because he says he didn't get paid. I mean, he wasn't reimbursed. Somebody, Tainus, that he wasn't reimbursed by the Malabites. And the Socher has a litigation at the time against the Malabites. He didn't get paid for his work. But in the two Tainus that they both have against the Malabites, So there is a contradiction. But there is no litigation between the Chemvan and the Socher. So in Meile, we cannot say, since one of the two, the Chemvan and the Socher, is the Bada Ramai, so in Meile it should be Imunach. There is no litigation between the two of them. This is what the Gemara. All right. Now, Tomer Abchir. Mono li biyot. Va'alo eimeir, imo biyodikum, vi'oreidim yidim eisei. שיש לי 50 זוז. נעשים לי 50 זוז, ויהיה שוב על השוב, שליטי ועס פיו דלו מתעשי דם בקלחם. So in other words, רבחי, and now we have issue, let's say, of middle mitzvah. So if Ruben says to Shimon, you borrowed from me $100, and Shimon says, I borrowed from you 50 now. So Shimon has to swear. We have Yishuwe Meidach testify. If Ruben says to Shimon, you borrowed from me $100, and Shimon says, well, Adam, I don't owe you a penny. And then Meidach testifies on behalf of the Tzedeya that Shimon did borrow $100. So Shimon has to swear to contradict the testimony of Meidach. Now, the Priya says, there is a Shvui in another case. Suppose Rubin says to Shimon, you owe me $100, and Shimon is a Kivar HaKeil, and the Eidim Ameid, Sheyesh L'Chamishim Zuz. So, just as in the case where the Mitzvah himself said, I owe you 50. So, but the other 50 not. So there is no Chuyif to pay. So Eidim testified that he owed him 50. About the other 50, they don't know a thing. They don't say anything about the other 50, but they know that he owes him at least 50. So he also has this. Why? That's a kalachim. Shall it hey do a spiv, they will meet the other say in kalachim. If he do a spiv, can be mechai Yeshua. So I do a seidim, certainly to mechai Yeshua. And then Rav Chiya tries to deduce this aloha from the Mishnah. Vitanetu, Shnai Mil Mital, Zeimer Ani Misasiyo. So each one takes a head and he has to swear. Voche kim bitofi, Anan sad, Diman bitofi saidi deyu, Umay bitofi saidi deyu, Viketone Yishova. Now, the Gemara in the end refutes this right. So the Gemara at the end refused this raya because the Gemara says, "Mi domi, hosam lemal viisli sadle leve lesli sadle limosik lemide. Diavli sadle leve losik lemide. Veboyer apchil ishtabuye. Hoche keichad anan sadle bahai anan sadle bahai. Vafel hoche mishtab." So the Gemara refused this raya, but in the Havamina the Gemara assumed that the din of the Mishnah is a raya to apchil kamay, to apchil's first din, to apchil's first din. Now, we mentioned several ways of explaining the din of the Mishnah. One way, that's the explanation given by Rabbi Tam, that's an ansad. Another way is an ansad enough, where they both fall down. But the sophic din of both. The third way is that each one is in muzik in the whole thing. The fourth way is that no one is in muzik in anything. They are tough with the tzias, but out of din, no one is more than anything. So why the Achleiko? Because of Pshor, because like Sumchat is din of Shir Shalach HaSapor. Because Tzedek 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 is Bechad Din HaMushah. Now, the Naskone, so this Raya falls off. So the Gemara says that we cannot mention any Raya from the Mishnah. But in the Havamine, when the Gemara assumed that the din of the Mishnah of Shnayim was Vitalis, is a riot, collaborates with Priya's din. So in the Havamine, everybody will have to say, like Havamine. So all those Rishonim who do not agree with Havamine, So it's only because the Gemara, in the end, is chizir from the Raya of Tane Tunis. But in the Havamin of the Gemara, when the Gemara assumed that the din of the Mishnah is a Raya to Rafriya Kamaitse's din, so then, in other words, it's an Amtsade. It's like Eidi. The fact that both hold, so it's like Eidi. Since Reuven holds onto the Talis, even though Shimon also holds, so it's a Raya, it's an Amtsade that Reuven has a half and Shimon has a half. That's like Amitav, Chazok of Asher Shalei. So the Havamin of the Gemara certainly assumes that the deal of Yachleiku is based upon the Chazok of Asher Shalei. But the Rishenim were Achilik. The Rishenim were Achilik, so because they hold that since the Gemara is Chayna from the Praye, so then the Pshat in the Mishnah is altogether different. But in the Havamin of the Gemara, all the Rishenim will have to agree that the Havamin of the Gemara assumes that the reason why it's Yachleiku is because of an Asa. The Gemara says it so many ways. All right, your brother.
Say that Rafi is calling on the others, of course, the other on the right, and the rest of the people calling on Rafi. Rafi is on the right.
No, but you see, Gemara in the Maskone says that Reb Chiya's din is not based upon the din of the Mishnah. Reb Chiya, the Mishnah has nothing to do with Reb Chiya's din, but Reb Chiya says his din. So no matter what the pshat in the Mishnah is, but Reb Chiya's din is true, I mean, because of that Kalachema, Reb Chiya's din is true. But at first, the halamin of the Gemara was that the din in the Mishnah is expressive of Reb Chiya's din. Now, as long as it was assumed that the halacha of the Mishnah of Shnayim Ozem Italef is expressive, is indicative of Reb Chiya's din, then we have to say that the din of the Mishnah is based upon the Biru of Mur, of an Amtad. But the Maskon of the Gemara is that Reb Chiya's din is not expressive, that the Mishnah is not expressive of Reb Chiya's din. So Memele, the Mishnah, the reason why the Mishnah said Yachleiku could be not because of an Ansade, for other reasons, something in his mood, they call because of Shor or whatever it is. But in the Halamin of the Gemara, we have to say that the din of Yachleiku of the Mishnah is based upon the Biru of Mood. Alright, so the Gemara says, my shall it hey, he do as peep dilum at the city with our head. So what is the Gemara's Rashi? Now let's see the Rashi. The Yishova Rasho, he did made a mixed time, Yishova Motei or Yishova. Yishova, he did Yishova Motei or Yishova, he did Yishova Bishwe. Yichi was it. Aba Afak al Yishova lo heide. But here there is no Yishova, how he shaded the mixed time. The way to hey, he do as peep dilum at Chayva Rasho, Shuim Ado said, Kalachim, we come for the Kalachim. Vitane tune, tane di dons, yaitu di. Zeyme, uchtone schnee nishtu. Anam tzadne ma yitof esai haine tau. Videu, shari muzu in vanein. Vare te veya eskua, vichavere kefer eskua shei na kula shalit. Vaf ma sha te tofut biot chobo, ne meid meisi. She eish te bo miktas, me chayde es chavere shua, ala sho, da haine chotzi shei kefaat. Mai tlo ite hei da aspidio na tezei. Mehei cha teisa lo mi meida. Di teisa ka daitin, di tei da aspidio na tezei. Nisrech lo itane le melech mit ala chimea, di lo ite hei da aspidio. So what is Maraskashi? Maraskashi is, why do we have to resort to Kalachim? It's a small pshute. So if it's Kalachim, so it's a small pshute. But as I mentioned one time, and not last year, but the one before last year, so I said that the price of Rabbi Shmuel mentions Kalachim Akeitzat, and the price of Lamed Beis Mishnah Rabbi Yitzhak really mentions Kalachim HaKeitzat. But the price of Rabbi Shmuel, it mentions Kalachim HaKeitzat, it mentions Vavio Yorik Bifonel, how it is so Kashiv HaShiyom. The price of Lamed Beis Mishnah Rabbi Yitzhak really mentions a different Kalachim HaKeitzat. In Yisroel and Yishmul, Veich Yishmul Lefar, Veich Yishmul Lefar. So it's a Raya, so Mish Rabbeinu deduced the Kalachim. So it's a Raya, so Mesh Rabbeinu deduced the Kalachim. So it's two different Kalachimah. The Kalachimah of Rabbi Shmuel, the price of Rabbi Shmuel, that's the Kalachimah of Yalfuse, that's not Kalachimah of Rashi. It cannot even be understood by means of language. But the Kalchemea of the Tradition Aguli mentioned, of Yitzhak Aguli mentioned certain techniques of interpreting the Torah that are employed in interpreting the Torah. Some, just in the Pshutation Mikro. So, in other words, so that's the Kalchemea of Latin. So the Kalachimah of logic is one thing, the Kalachimah of Yalfus is another thing. Kalachimah of Yalfus can be deduced by Hazal, by Chachmei HaKabbalah, not by us. But the Kalachimah of logic, if it's good logic, if it's a good Kalachimah of logic, so it can be deduced by anyone. So here when the Gemara says like this, Tonar Aprim, one of your Kalalei Melu Yadik Rum, wait, he needs to get the Shemash in Zuz, 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 so what does it mean, Mikal Vachemer? See, it's Chepchie, mention the expression Mikal Vachemer, that's part and parcel of Chepchie's memory, Mikal Vachemer, Mikal Vachemer. So, since Chepchie mentioned Mikal Vachemer, so that means that Chepchie bases it upon Mikal Vachemer of Yalfute, because if Rav Chiya had meant Kalachemer of logic, he wouldn't even use the expression Kalachemer. I mean, because Kalachemer of logic is one of the things, I mean, in logic. But it's not, he doesn't have to mention Kalachemer. When he says Kalachemer, he means Kalachemer of Yalfute, not Kalachemer of logic. So the Gemara's Kashi is, why does Rav Chiya have to resolve to the Kalachimer of Yalfute? It's a portion of the Svore. It is Svore Pshut. It's a Kalachimer of Vaj. That's the Gemara's Kash. So, this is what Rashi says. My way to hate that speed of the city. May you have taste alone, we may not get taste like a dieting. The tape that speed of the city. The East of the Tamil, we may not make a Kalachimer. The way to hate that speed of the city. The way to hate that speed of the city. So why do we have to resolve the Kalachimer? It's a Svore Pshut, and what's a Svore Pshut? Because after all, just as the Torah said, Meidim Mikhtas Yishchayev, so why is Meidim Mikhtas Yishchayev Yishuv? It's Yitzchak Zakosov. But what does Zakosov tell us? Since he was made on the 50, so he's Mechuyev to pay the 50. So Memeli has to pay, and the rest. So two Aiden testify that he owes 50, so he's Mechuyev to pay the 50. He should be Mechuyev to pay the rest. More answers, no. On the basis of Svore, we couldn't say that Hazor HaSedim should be Mechayev. Because we could distinguish between Hazor HaSedim and Hazor HaSedim. On the basis of Svore, we couldn't say that Hazor HaSedim is Mechayev. Because we could distinguish between Hazor HaSedim and Hazor HaSedim. Shaloi Teima, Hazor HaSedim, Vudirom Rachmon Eshvualei, Kid Rabbe, Yom Rabbe, מה אומרותי, רומד מסתיים נשבע, חזוק אלו למי ספונו מלו החבר, ואי בכו לבוי נכת, ועוד ריקה פרם שלו למי ספונו, ואי בכו לבוי ראי, ואי בראי די, שתמו את כל משתם, ונקסוב הרד אבו לזוזי פרנו, אמר רחמונה, רומד שבוע עלי, כיחד לידו וכו לי, אבו עד לתים לכל מי מרוכי, נבוי, so on the basis of Svore, we couldn't say it, so we did use this הלוכה, on the basis of Yalfut, קומש לא קלוכה, whatever the Kalachimah is. Now, how does Rashi explain it? Kid Rabbe, Doma Rabbe, Mipnei Marom Roteiro, Meide Mikzat Atayne Yishba, Chazoke, so Rashi says, Mipnei Marom Roteiro, Vili Choshve Kimei Shiva Vende, Vili Potre, Shovi Kofa Bikur. So Rashi says, that Rabbe's Shai, Kashi is, why does the Torah say that Meide Mikzat Swell, he should be part of Yishua because of the aloche that Mishva Veda doesn't have to swear. Where do we find this aloche that Mishva Veda doesn't have to swear? Now there's a Mishnah Namzok. First Mishnah Namzok, that Mukhetam is Beit. So it says, the Mishnah mentions all kinds of lakonas in the Tikkun Eilam. So one of the takonis in Sikhi Leilom is Hameite Mitzio Liyishba, with Mitzik Leilom. So if someone is a Meitzi Mitzio, if I'm a Mitzio, so he doesn't get this way. It means even if he's a Midim Mitzio. For example, let's say the Meitzi Mitzio, the Baal Avege, so he says the Tushvoi got lost by him, and the Meitzi found Tushvoi. And the Meitzi returns only one share, one axe. And he says he found only one axe. So it's lo yishba. It's lo yishba m'netikonei. So that's the halacha. So the halacha of Meitzi Mitzio m'yishba, the halacha that m'yishba veda doesn't swear, that's it akonet chachot. Akonet chachot. So Rashi says here, v'lichoshvik m'yishba veda l'ipotchesh l'ikofa b'kumei. So how can Gemara say, how can Rabbi say in Mahom Bateo? If Rashi Shitayit, that when Rabbi says, in Mishmah Matiro, means that in Yishba, and do you choshvi ki Mishva Beide, now Mishra Beide is Potter of Yishua. So here too is Potter of Yishua. Here she don't be Potter of Yishua, he don't like Mishra Beide, because he could have been Keva Mikuvah. So, if he has reference to this din in the Mishnah, Meitzi Mitzio Liyishba, with the Tikkun Eilom, he has reference to this din of the Mishnah, why doesn't Rashi explain it simply the way Pesach does? In Maon Vateirom, in Yisotan Yishba, people she never make it, the boy Kibarach, why does Rashi have to mention Kibarach? So there are many Mephoshim who say, because perhaps Rashi agrees with the Shita of Rav Yisif in the Midah. Perhaps Rashi agrees with the Shita of Rabbi Yisrael ben Midrash that Migel Aftura Mishvuye, Migel Aftura Mishvuye is Loy Amdinot, Migel Aftura Mishvuye is Loy Amdinot. So Mimele, we couldn't ask on the basis of Migel. So Migel Mikta shouldn't swear. Because it's a Migel. Because Migel Akhtur Mishwele Amrino. Migel Akhtur Mishwele Amrino. So that's why Rashi says, if you now have a Teiro, will you choose to make a Mishwa Beide, will you push the Kofa Bechul. Only, so in other words, he should be put there because of the Konet Chachon. So how did the Gemara say if you now have a Teiro? So some before she mentioned a Ramban, a Sefer HaMitzvah, that the Ramban said the Sefer HaMitzvah, that sometimes the Gemara would use the expression Maon Vateiro in regard to the Rabbanon. So how does the Gemara say Vateiro? The Ramban doesn't say it in regard to this. But the Ramban says sometimes the Gemara will apply the expression Teiro, Maon Vateiro, Om Vateiro, in respect to the Rabbanon. So Memelwe, the Sam would say that Rashi agrees with the Shita of the Rindigash. Rashi agrees with the Shita of the Rindigash. And the Rindigash is in the middle of the Shuya is Loyam Rinon. So Memelwe, the Rabbi couldn't mean, if the Maum would tell me that I'm Yishba, he should be believed in the middle of the Shuya Loyam Rinon. So he says he should be potter because of Mishah Aveide, because of Takone, of Hamitzimitzia, when you show them the Tikkun Eilom. Now, how does the Rimigash himself explain the Gemara of Mishimahum Rateiro Medim Mikvatani Yishba? So he explains, like the Roshan that takes us in Ksuvet and in Kitten Menshin, Mishimahum Rateiro Medim Mikvatani Yishba, the Rimigash couldn't explain it, Mishimahum Rateiro Medim Mikvatani Yishba, let everybody be Mikvatani. Be lemon without the shvuye because of the mig. Because migo after the shvuye amrino. So he explains it. Maum vateiro medim mikvatani yishba. And kifar hako. Not. Why shouldn't the kifar hako also be lemon? Just as the mig mikvatas is lemon. So Rabbi Gizeteres. Chazok eino do meis pono. And kifar hako. So now what you're saying is Yishba, that the Mikzah says this way, but the Kifar Hakol is Nemon without the Shvuah. Why is there a distinction? Why does the Torah distinguish between a mikvah and a kibra hakol? Just as a kibra and a mikvah chayav b'shvuyim, let the kibra hakol also. How is it the Torah says a mikvah is not lemon without the shvuyim, and the kibra hakol is lemon? So then comes the Teres, chazokin adamei spono b'fnei bal chivei. So since the person, the average person, does not have the chutzpah to be kefir hakel, when the other one is, the other party is makah b'shikfei. So mele, there is an undere, somewhat of an undere, that when one is kefir hakel, that he tells the truth. Because if he wouldn't tell the truth, so mele, he wouldn't have the chutzpah to be kefir hakel. This is how the Rimigash explains Rabbi Shaila, Nizimarum Roteiro Meir Mizatanis Yishba. So in other words, Nizimarum Roteiro Meir Mizatanis Yishba, and Kivahakel Naat, and Kivahakel does not have to swear. Let the Kivahakel also swear. Why would the Torah say Kivahakel Naat? The answer is, Chazokin or the Meisponov, Nibal Chavit. So the fact that he was Kivahakel, shows that he does tell the truth. Because if he didn't tell the truth, he wouldn't have the chutzpah to deny everything, even by way of ishtamutikam ishtamut. So he should have denied part of the debt, not the whole debt. So the fact that he denied the whole debt, the whole truth, indicates that he does tell the truth. This is how the Rimigash is. But Rashi doesn't explain that way, like the Rimigash. Zimau Mateo maybe is a tiny nishba. Maybe there's a tiny nishba. So Rashi explained it in the Ma'am Mateo made it a time in Yishba. So let them in the mikzah be potter of the shui. So Rashi says, because why should he be potter? Because he's an Yishba way. So there, some will say, why does Rashi say the Ma'am Mateo made it a time in Yishba because he should be potter? Because Rashi agrees with the Shite of the Rimigash, that Miglach Tzor Mishwe Lo Yamdino. So Rabbi Steiner was, let him be potter because of the Takonet Chachon. So why does Rabbi use the Loshen Teiro? So the Ramban says in Tzvamitze, sometimes the Gemara uses the expression Teiro in respect to Rabbi. But of course this is a big deal. That Rashi means, why did the Chachomim say, after they were Misaki, that Amitim Itziyom and Yishbam, that Ignayom, so they should have said that every made it a Mikdash. It should be also part of Mishweh, but the Chachomim didn't say that every made a Mikdash for Yishbam, that Ignayom, only made it a Mitziyom. So why isn't they made it a Mikdash? Also, why doesn't they made a Mikdash come within the category of Meshivare. Now, so this is a dechak, I mean to say that Rashi means Nizimau Motero after the Chachomim or Misaki. So we have to say, as the Yeshua said, that Rashi does not agree completely with the Rimigash. He agrees partly with the Rimigash. In other words, he also agrees with the Rimigash that Miguel Aftura Mishwe Loyamun. Miguel Aftura Mishwe Loyamun. But Rashi holds there is one type of Miguel that Laftura Mishwe we do see. That means the Rimigashite is that no Miguel is effective Laftura Mishwe. No Miguel. But Rashi holds that a Miguel Aftura Mishwe Loyamun. But there is one type of Miguel that is effective after a Mishwe. What type of Mige? In other words, for the other time, you see, the regular Mige, let's say, like Pesach Hesper, so the regular Mige, it is a Mige where he presents one time as the actual time, and he could have been them on with another time. But if he had presented the other time, the potential time, he wouldn't have gained anything over and above what he'll gain when he presents the actual finding. So it's still immediate. Since thou said, now let's say the morning in Shavuos, when Rabbi said, my mal yusid ha-shmait, chome b'chome praise it, and it's Shmuel's din, lo yishonu ele shesochel beidin, abo shesochel shalei beidin, mitech shiyochel eimalei, schatzicho satiloch schorcho, so, mitech shiyochel eimalei, schatzicho meilom, nemalei meilei, schatzicho satiloch schorcho. So Rabbi says, so chome b'chome, that's Shmuel's name. So Rabbi b'chome says, kame mal yusid ha-shmait. So Rabbi says, my mal yusid, אם כן, שהוא עשה שומרי, זה חייב התאירו, מתאיך שיוכל אימה, שיוכל אימה, לאדם, או עזרתי לו, so he should be never to say, so he should never to say an answer without the truth. So in other words, let every shamer, why do we say that if a shamer is saying an answer, so he has to swear, let him be Nemo Nenso without his word. Why? Because he could have said Ladam. He could have said Azazelo. He could have said that. So then, if he had said Ladam, and if he had said Azazelo, so if he said Ladam or Azazelo, so in other words, so he would be Nemo. He wouldn't have to pay. Now that he says Nenso, so the Kashi is, so Rabbi's kasha is, so let him, if we say, I mean, that's the way that the Rinnigash explains Rabbi's memory. Kam mal yusar shmaitze. In other words, if you assume that Migla Tura Mishvuy Amrinon is the Dom HaPoshut, so every shemeyah should be never on to say then, so even without swearing, because he has a Migla. So in that Migla, what's the Migla? He could have said Ladam, he could have said Azarti. So, if he did say Azarti, would he have gained over and above what he'll gain now? Now, when he says Nensu, and if he swears, so he doesn't have to pay. But he has to swear. No. If he had said Azarti, he also wouldn't have to pay. So he wouldn't have gained anything. So that's irregular. So this kind of media Rashi holds that Mila after Rabbi Shmuel Amrinon. And he agrees with the pshat of the Rinnigash in the Gemara in Shavuos there that we made. So, come and I use your shmaitze. Why does Rabbi Bachomet pray Shmuel's memory? So it seems that Rabbi Bachomet takes it for granted that Migel Aftura Mishvui Amrino. He says, come and I use your shmaitze. So he says, if Migel Aftura Mishvui Amrino, so every Shemeir who says the answer should be Nemon without the Shavuos, because he has a Migel. He has a Migeh, he could have said Azarti, he could have said Ladam. But we don't say that he's never without the Shavuos. So that's a Raya that Migel after the Shavuos lo yamrino. That's why a Shemer who stay in Enso is not never with a Migeh of Ladam or Azarti. So over there, that Migeh is not a Migeh of Meshav Aveide. Because if he says, when he says Enso, so he's never, he doesn't have to pay. With the Shavuos. And if he had been paying Ladam or Azarti, he also would be potter. So he wouldn't have gained anything. So that kind of shui, any moment we say it, Lafturim Umein and Yisrael apply it, Lafturim Shui don't apply it. Mashein came in the case where the one who presents a certain timing could have presented another timing by which he would have gained over and above what he has now, that he presents the actual timing. That kind of Mige is a different type of Mige. That kind of Mige is called Meshivame. That kind of Mige is called Meshivame. So we say, so that's why Rashi uses the Roshi, Mitnimaum Vateva, Vilichoshviti Meshivame. He doesn't say, Vilienemon Bimige, because if he had said, like they said, Mitnimaum Vateva, Vilimaum Vateva, Meshivame, Mitnimaum Vateva, Midatani Yishva. So, Madua in Nemo, Bimige, then it would mean that Rashi Shitin is that Migel Aftura Mishvui Amrino. But Rashi Shitin is that Migel Aftura Mishvui Eloi Amrino. But Rashi says there is one type of Mige that is effective in Migel Aftura Mishvui. This is the Mige of Mishma Beide. What is the Mishma Beide? Where the potential Taine, the potential Taine, he could gain something. Let's say every million mixed up. So he's saying, I owe you 50. 50 not. Some may only lose 50. But he could have been saying, I don't owe you a thing. So he got gained another 50. So this kind of idea should be effective after a mishwe. Now, some melee, so when Rashi says, with Mam Rotero and Choshe Kibishwa Veide, it doesn't mean that a kone of a mitzi mitzio le nishba, mit mitziko ne ilom. Because the Rishemi point out, in the modern Gittin, when the Mishne says, a mitzi mitzio le nishba, mit mitziko ne ilom, So it's only the Kodesh HaChomim, but with the right thing he has to swear, so the Mishnah does not have reference to a case where there is a real Migah. Because if there is a real Migah, so with the right thing he has to swear. Why does the Mishnah have to say, with the Tikkun HaOlam? But the Mishnah has reference to a case that the Rashba, the Rambam, they all say that the Mishnah has reference to a case, the Mishnah of Hamayti Mitzir Limishba, Tikkun HaOlam has reference to a case, let's say, Reuven lost, let's say, a kiss. Let's say Reuven lost a kiss, a wallet. And then he lost two kids. And then Shimon found a wallet. And Shimon returns the wallet. So if, let's say, Reuven does not even say any time it's boring, but Shimon comes. Shimon comes to Reuven and says, here is the wallet, maybe you lost it. So Reuven says, yes, I lost it, but I lost two wallets. And then Shimon says, I found only one wallet. So in such a case, we don't have to resort to Takores HaChomim. Then he would be potter of Ishvuye Midaraisi. Because it's a regular meeting, it's a meeting for Ishot. He didn't have to come. Shimon didn't have to come to Reuven and tell him, here is the wallet I found. Maybe you lost it. So if he does say that he found it, but he says he found only one wallet, and Reuven says, no, I lost two wallets that were tied together. So Memele, since you found this wallet, you must have found the other wallet joined to this wallet, because it could, a wallet do not become detached from each other by itself. So in such a case, Shimon would be Nemon without Ishvue Midraise, because he has a real Migah, a Migah before Ishvue. So the Rashba says, when does the Mishnah say that Hamit Mitzio Midishba, the Tikkun HaOlam, and it's based upon the Yerushalmi and Gittin. It has reference to this specific situation. For example, let's say, Reuven lost the wallet, and Reuven knows, he's saying like this, that he knows that he lost two wallets, and the two wallets were tied together, one to each other. Then Reuven comes to bed, and he says, as he was standing on top of the roof, so he couldn't see everything, but he saw Shimon on the ground, he saw that he was picking up the wallet. He couldn't see as he was standing on top of the roof whether he picked up one wallet or he picked up two wallets. But he did see that Shimon was picking up wallets. Whether it was he picked up one wallet or two wallets, he doesn't know. Now this is one of the, he lost two wallets that were tied together. And this wallet that Shimon is returning is one of the two wallets that he lost. So where is the other wallet? So then, he has no meaning. Because Reuven is saying a tiny boy. Reuven is saying a tiny boy. Almost a tiny boy. I mean, it's not a 100% tiny boy, but almost a tiny boy. Because Reuven does not claim that he saw how Shimon picked up both wallets and put them together. Reuven only says he lost two wallets that were tied together. And then, as he was standing on the roof, he saw Shimon picking up a wallet. And this wallet that Shimon is returning is one of these two wallets. So Bimele, so he's saying, a time that is, for all practical purposes, is a time of boring. Because on one hand, it's boring to him that he lost two Aleph that were joined tied together. On the other hand, it's boring to him that he saw Shimon as he picked, as Reuben while he was standing on the roof, so he saw Shimon as he was picking up the wallet. He doesn't know how many wallets. He doesn't know how many wallets. That he didn't see. He couldn't see how many wallets Shimon picked up. But then he deduces. So he deduces. There are two observations, and then he deduces a certain conclusion. So he says, since wallets are not likely to become detached from each other, that's another, and this wallet is one of the two wallets that I know I lost, and that I know that you picked up. I saw it, I was standing on top of the roof, so you must have picked up another wallet. And Shimon says, no, I just picked up this wallet. There was no other wallet attached to this one, So Mele media we cannot say, because this is irregular meeting of mikvah. This is irregular meeting of mikvah. So just as in any other meeting of mikvah, he's not the Mumige, so here too he's not the Mumige. Why is it any other meeting of mikvah never Mumige? Because it's Hose. So here too it's Hose. So in such a case, the Chachomim won't be sakei. The Chachomim won't be sakei. That Hamitze Nitzio Lo Yishba Mipnei Tikuneiro. But if, let's say, Shimon, Reuben will say to Shimon, as I was standing on the roof, I saw how you picked up two wallets that were tied together. I saw it. So then, the Takonis Chachomim won't be misakim even in such a case. Because in such a case, where you stay in time is going mamish. So Meitei Mitzio should not be distinguished from any other Meitei Mitzio. But when were the Chachomim Misakim that Meitei Mitzio should not swear? Midrashai say he should swear. But Midrabonanav, now in the case where he's not in time is going altogether, but just Shimon comes to him and says, I found a wallet, maybe it's yours. And Reuben says, yes, it's mine, but this wallet, when I lost it, was tied to another wallet. So then the right is for the ritual. Then the right, because it's immediately boy Shosik, and here we cannot say another maze for Zubachele, because he himself took the initiative, Shimon, and brought the wallet to him. So in such a case, with the right is for the ritual. In the case where he stayed, where Reuben is saying time is boring, mamish, 100%, without any deductions. So where everything in his time is completely based upon observation, so then there is not even a takonis chachomis. This is what the Rashba says in the Rashba, in Gittin. The chachomis. When were the chachomis misakim? Midrai say he does have to swear, the may say alei. But midrabononat, where it is a time of body, but it's not a time of body now. In other words, Reuben is saying, I lost two wallets that were tied together. And then as I was standing on the roof, I saw Shimon picking up the wallet. I didn't see how many wallets that I didn't see. But this wallet is one of the two wallets I lost. So it is obvious to me that since this wallet is the wallet that I lost, that there must have been another wallet. So in such a case, Midrashai say he would have to swear. Midrashai say he would have to swear. But Midrabonon, he doesn't have to swear. So that's the case of the Rashba and the Ram, the Rambam. They say in Gittin that the Mishnah of Hametz and Itzio Leivam, the Tikkun Eilom, has reference to this kind of situation. So Midrashai will agree with it. Rashi will agree that in a case, in other words, when does the Mishnah say that only the Rabbonim doesn't have to swear? That is, if there is a tiny boy, Mashiach, when he says, I was standing on top of the roof and I saw that you picked up a wallet, I didn't see how many. But suppose Reuben is not paying the tiny boy altogether. Shimon took the initiative and came to Reuven. I found the wallet, maybe that's your wallet. And then Reuven, Reuven would say, yes, I lost this wallet, but there was not a wallet tied to it. So in such a case, he would be poter of the shvuah midrash. Even though Rashi Shita is, that Mila Afturim Shvuah Avrinon, so that's only in the media that is not in Mishpah Avrinon, where the potential timing he wouldn't have gained by the potential timing in terms of dollars and cents over and above what he would be gaining now. As for example, the media that Kobe says, by my usage of Schweitzer, in case you are a shampoo, you make a Mishkarah flow. So Levin and Nermon, as he, when he stayed in them, so he should be Nermon because he could have said La Dama Adalti. So that's a regular media, that's not a media of Mishra Vede. Because when he presents the actual time, so what does he gain? He doesn't have to pay. If he had presented the potential time of La Dama, what would he gain? Nothing more. He wouldn't have to pay. Masha'i came in this case of Meshav Aveide, where the Baal Aveide is not paying altogether. And the Meshav Aveide comes to the Baal Aveide and says, here is the wallet. Here is the wallet. And Reuven is not paying time his boy altogether. But Shimon says to him, here is the wallet. Maybe that's your wallet. And Reuven says, yes, this is my wallet, but there was another wallet attached to it. So Mimele, in such a case, he would be Potter of Yishuel in the Raise, because it's a Midah the Boy Shosikim, in such a case. And it's a Midah of Meshav Aveide, because he could have remained passive Shimon. He shouldn't have taken this initiative and showed this Aveide to Reuven. So then he would be able to keep the Aveide for himself. Now he has to give up the wallet. So now he has to give up the wallet. So it's a midah of Meshav Aveide, so he's effective after a mishwe. So this is why Rashi says, it's a ma'am matero. So the choshvik in Meshav Aveide, the report for Shlakev al-Khermet. In other words, he also means midah. That's what the Mishwa says. But he means the midah of Meshav Aveide. So in other words, so Rashi does not agree with the Midrash, but he has one exception. If the Midya is a Midya of Meshav Aveide, then it's effective after a Mishwe, Midrash. So that's the Kashi. So in other words, so according to Rashi, so the Kashi of Rabbi is similar as it is according to Tesis. Except, since Tesis holds that Midya after a Mishwe Amrinon, so it doesn't have to emphasize Meshav Aveide, the special type of Midya of Meshav Aveide. He's just called it Midya. Rashi Shita is that a regular Midya after a Mishwe Amrinon, but only a special type of Midya, the Midya of Meshav Aveide. So that's why he emphasizes the Choshvik and Meshav Aveide, the Portakul Achille. But Rashi doesn't mean that the Mishkin are Zokhim of Amitri Tiyan Mishpah. That's only Takolat Chachomim. But here it means where the Choshvik and Meshav Aveide, like Meshav Aveide, where there is no time is boring, and the Baal Aveide altogether. So they are Midraise is potter of because of the Midya of Meshav Aveide. So why isn't he Nemor with the Midya? So Rabbi says at first, Chazokin of the Meis Bona with Nei Balchei. V'hai b'chule es boi di Nifchere, or Nei Kafre, Mishum Dein of the Meis Bona. So that means, what does it mean? Midya is a Raya, that's why. That the person is telling the truth. Because if he hadn't been telling the truth, Why did he present this time and he could have presented other time? So here too, Rabbi tried to argue the mikzas obviously tells the truth. If he hadn't been honest, so why does he have to admit 50 and pay 50 and sustain the loss? So he could have, Moshech, if he's dishonest, so he could have made a gain, he could have said, I don't owe you a thing. So that shows that he's honest. He's not interested in making a dishonest gain. So Rabbi gives the terrors. No, maybe this person is ready to do something dishonest. And that's why he says, I owe you only 50. Because the other 50, he doesn't want to give it. But then you ask, if he's ready to do something that is dishonest, Why didn't he deny the whole thing? Because he doesn't have the chutzpah. He doesn't have the chutzpah, the audacity, to deny the whole thing. So there is no yichoche that he tells it. So then the Gemara says, So all the shenim except Rashi explain it differently than Rashi. And I just want to mention, you see how all the other shenim explain it. Because that's the pshat of all the shenim, you see. So then the Gemara says, why the chule boy away? Why did the first Gemara says what? The high the chule boy in the God the casual in the Yisponah. And then the Gemara says, why the chule boy away? Isn't it still in the new day? So Rabbi says to himself, first he says that this man mixed up actually with his wife to be careful for the whole thing, and the reason as to why he wasn't careful for the whole thing is because he knew the Mizponov. So in other words, Rabbi is assuming that this man mixed up is not such a nice man, but he just doesn't have the chutzpah to deny the whole thing. And then he says, talking to Dibo, by the chulaboy right there, he would like to be made the whole thing. So what? What is it? So according to all the shenim, other than Rashi's pshat. So Rabbi is saying this. First Rashi, on the kashi, let him be nemo with the midah of Meshiva, Aveda with the Migah. So he says, no, there is no yichoch of Migah, because we could say that this person is a shakra. But he's a shakra, and why isn't he mishakra the whole day? So, because he doesn't have the chutzpah to be mishakra the whole day. So then the next question arises, Monefshech, if he, in other words, he's ready to do something dishonest, but he's not a chutzpah. Dishonest is, we are chinshin and we can make that he's dishonest, but he's not a chutzpah. So Monefshech, if he's, So then we should say, again he should be Nehemon. Moreshach, because since we say he doesn't have the chutzpah to say something, that the other party is Makabi Shitrei, so then we should draw the conclusion that he's telling the truth. Because, again the question arises, why should he swear? Why should he swear? Moreshach, either the person is dishonest and the chotzer, so then why didn't he? That interpretation is not logical. Why is it logical? Because if that person, the maiden mikta, has been both dishonest and the chotzer, so he had a simple way of making a game, he should have denied the whole thing. So you say no, he is not. He's not a chutzpah. And to deny the whole debt requires chutzpah. Why does it require chutzpah? Because the other party is makabe shikrei. And suppose he denies falsely a heavy debt, that also requires chutzpah. So monefsher, if you say that in the may spawn of his neighbor Khaibay, so maybe he wouldn't have the whole day to deny untruthfully heaven of that either. So you have to say that he says that it. So why does he have to swear? So that's the next guy. So then the Gemara answers, according to the other why the Chule boy the layer? Why the lady Ishtamut and Rukh Ishtamut in May? In other words, we say it's very likely the reason that's why the Torah is Mechayim Midisah Shishvueh is because it's possible that this person is not completely dishonest. And the person is not dishonest. In other words, he wouldn't be denied the debt if he had the money. But he only denied the debt because right now he has no money. So he's only denying it temporarily. And then at the end, when he gets money, he'll be made. So, but even to deny it temporarily, it requires much more chutzpah to deny the whole debt temporarily than to deny part of the day. Some in many ways, some in many ways, yes, this way. This is how Tosfos explains. But Rashi doesn't explain it that way. So Rashi says as follows. Now, first, the kasha was the same as Tosfos, the kasha of by Rabbi. Why does the Torah say me the mikvah to swear? After all, we should be enamored with the mikveh of Meshiva Leide. So that he's telling the truth, because if he hadn't been interested in telling the truth, he could have been a kibra hakel. So Rabbi did the terrors. No, the reason why we choche that this man is telling the truth, maybe this man is not interested in telling the truth. So why doesn't he deny the whole death and thereby make a gain? Because that requires a lot of chutzpah. He doesn't have the chutzpah to deny the whole death. So then the question is, monarchia, if you are chishid, that if Yachishin made a mikdash, that he is ready to be kafir Mamech HaLeirei, and but he doesn't have the chutzpah to deny the whole day, that the whole thing, but he is ready, he is choshev, Yachishin, that he is choshev, to be kafir the Teveyas Mamech. So what purpose will the Shvuah fulfill? Monarchia. If he's Amish, then he doesn't want to take away somebody else's money. So why swear? So he's Amish. So you should believe him on his word. If he's not Amish, and he's ready to be able to take away somebody else's money, so he should be choshut to swear falsely too. So the Shvuyah doesn't fulfill any purpose. So that was the next kasha that Rabbi had in mind. So then comes the next day. So why we call it by the way? We keep telling the leader, "Choshe damom and choshe dashuese." We will not marry shuese. So why choshe damom and choshe? If he should be saying that you are meant to be chule, and we should be on the freya, we saw that Rada had the zuz of a yupanere. So he says. So Rabbi says, "No." In other words, according to Rashi, so Rabbi holds that leader choshe damom and is choshe dashuese. So the second kasha of Rabbi is Monevshech, if we are cheshed the main mikdash, that he is ready to be kei from Mom Chaveira, we are cheshed him with the Mom Chaveira. So what purpose will the Shvuah fulfill? In other words, so if he is ready to be kei from Chaveira, so we are cheshed Mom Chaveira. So Rabbi is the terrorist. No, we are not cheshed. The Torah is not cheshedim that he is ready to be kefir momen chaveirei just like this permanently. Any person who would be ready to be kefir momen chaveirei just like this would be choshdan shvuah too. But the Torah is cheshedim that he is trying to postpone the payment, even though that is also a fair to deny part of the debt. In order to postpone payment, that is also that. But certain people, I mean, make peace with doing that kind of thing. In other words, of denying part of the debt in order to postpone payment. They make peace, they think that's not so bad. So for such a person who is only ready to deny part of the debt for the purpose of deferring payment, is certainly not choshed ha-shvuyeh. So that's why the shvuyeh fulfills the purpose. Oh, so the chitayim and niyachos damom lechos hashvuyeh. When we were shvuyeh, we were chos damom lechos hashvuyeh. When we were tenu yomeli lechulei, al shem biyot lefreya, we saw that, ad the havel yizuze uparano. Oh, so the mele, the kasha was, why does Reb Chi have to resort to the kawachim? With kawachim of Yalfuse. It's a plain slore without any Yalfuse. So the mele says no. Because if there hadn't been a Yalfuse, mitara slore, we could say he doesn't necessarily follow the just that the Torah was Mechayev. And with Mikzat Yishweh, so I'm going to say he should also be Mechayev. Because we could say, Gabi Midin Mikzat, so he has to swear. Gabi Midin Mikzat, so he has to swear. And he's not Choshed Ashweh, because we are not Cheshed him that he is ready to Gazel Mom Mechavera just like this. That he is only that we are only cheshed him that may be for the purpose of deferring payment. So he's ready to deny part of the debt. Mashein came in the case So it's not kosher that money altogether. Hashem can indicate where two Eidim, where two Eidim testify that 50, at least 50 owes, and he says that he doesn't own anything. So Mele, here is the Choshed Amomene, so he should not be Nemon with the Shwur. Directly on the Mechot, Sharif Kofa Bechule, Vineime Migi the Choshed Amomene is Choshed Ashwete, so I could say, two, in other words, in the psychology of people, there is a difference between denying part of the debt and the whole debt. So in the case of Megan Mikdas, where he didn't deny the whole debt, but just part of the debt, and even the part of the debt was only temporarily to defer payment, so he's not kosher amon. Even though that itself is not there. But people are more mere heter in debt. So the mill is not kosher amon, so he's not. So the shvuye will certainly deter it. So he's not kosher amon. Mashiach came in the case of Kachir, where he denied the whole debt. So there, people are not so likely to be made a heter in denying the whole debt, even for the purpose of deferring payment. So it's more in the minds of people, it's more lenient, it's not serious to deny part of the debt for the purpose of deferring payment than it is to deny the whole debt. So the Mele, if we didn't have a Yalfuse, we could say the Torah was the highest way of leading Mikdash, where the person denied only part of the debt for the purpose of deferring payment. So it's not the Choshed Amomene, so it's not Choshed Ashwete. Mashen came in the case of the Priya Kamaise, where the person, the Mikvah, denied the whole debt. So denying the whole debt, even for the purpose of deferring payment, that is not so lenient in the mind of people. So Mele is a Choshed Amomene. So it should not be Nemon and Mishwe. So the Alfuse tells us. So what does the Alfuse tell us? Komashmul Kawachena. So through the Kawachena, what are we advising? So Rishayin Eskin against Rashi. So Monavshech, since Rashi Shikhi is the Knigge the Choshed Amomene, is Choshed Ashwese, but in case of the Mikta, so he's not Choshed Amomene, but in the case of Rabchir Kamaise, where he cannot say Ishtabutikom Ishtamit for part of the debt. Here he denied the whole debt, and they didn't testify in respect to head that he was Mishakeya. So there is Choshed Amomene. So what does the Kalachira tell us? That what? That Migre Choshed Amomene, Uri Choshed Ashwete, but Rashi Shite is that Migre Choshed Amomene is Choshed Ashwete. So the Pshat they call it Rashi means, two, Migi the Choshed Amomene is Choshed Ashwete. And the Kalachema doesn't tell us that Migi Choshed Amomene is Choshed Ashwete. But the Kalachema tells us that in this case too, in the case of Rabchir Kamaise, is not a real Choshed Amomene. Without the Kalachema, we would say only Migi Mitzas is not Choshed Amomene. Because it's in the minds of people, it is much more lenient. It's not so serious to deny part of the debt for the purpose of deferring payment than to deny the whole. Right? Because it requires more chutzpah. And since it requires more chutzpah, so only a person who is more choshed amomen can have that chutzpah to deny the whole debt for the purpose, even for the purpose of deferring payment. So maybe I would say, in the case of Rabchir Kamaitse, where he denied the whole debt, assuming that it was by way of Ishtabudikom Ishtamed. So that in itself makes him a Choshed Amomene. Memele is Choshed Ashwete. So the Kamashkul and the Kalachim there, that even in this case, he is not considered Choshed Amomene. Why? Because...